discuss the virtues of apples ahead of cider season and dare your stomach to take on Kennywood coasters after drinking beer. Not really. That's next on 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, September 23rd. I am Sarah Kabashki, digital editor here at WESA. And with us is Morning Edition host and grill master, Josh Rollerson.
Good day.
Good day. And we have the lovely, ravishing Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. I don't know how she fares on the grill.
Not so great.
Really?
I don't know how to grill it.
Stove, a grill, you name it, I burn it.
Really? I would have thought you would have some cooking skills.
No, I leave that to the professionals.
The eating skills, mostly.
Rachel is very skilled at Blue Apron.
Well.
No, not anymore.
I mean, I like do it.
I came over once and we made a Blue Apron meal and it was good.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, that's like half the professionals.
If we're going to be like every other podcast and talk about Blue Apron, I'm going to insist that they give us some money or some free meals or something.
They that's should, because I've been a customer for like 3 years, like steady customer.
I feel like you're a fan of a lot of subscription things that I feel like you promote because you genuinely enjoy them and like they owe you.
They do.
Back advertising.
They really
money.
Do. Fair enough. I just got an email. Sorry.
Kick some of that food back my way, huh?
I know we're not going to get paid for this, hopefully, unless Blue Apron is listening. But I did just get an email that we're allowed to have wine shipped to us.
Oh, yeah.
You mean we, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pennsylvania.
That's true.
Is on the list. And now Blue Apron does a wine pairing with the box of food that they send you. So
nice.
Exciting.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll just have the wine, no food. Liquid diet.
We'll take the wine subscription. That's okay. I'm sure that's plausible.
This is all very good news, you guys. I'm excited.
No problem. And so, Josh, Grillmaster 2000, you did something?
Josh is smoking his own ribs.
I was smoking my ribs.
Yeah?
Feeling good.
You're looking very slender today.
Thank you.
It's
thank you
like
very much.
Smoked off that
yeah,
meat.
That's hickory smoke. Yeah, I sort of built my own contraption out of my gas grill to infuse the ribs with lots and lots of hickory smoke over a long period of time.
You didn't buy a smoker that attaches. You built your own.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's pretty badass.
I devised a way to get smoke inside of the gas grill where I had the heat very, very low and the ribs in there all day. So that's what I did. That's all.
What other things have you smoked?
Foods?
Yeah.
Wait, did you ask that seriously, Sarah?
I was thinking of smoking meat.
I was like looking down at my computer and then for like a heartbeat, I was like, wait, this is funny.
I'm inexperienced at the fine art of barbecue smoking, but I'm learning. So you know, just ribs. I've done a couple of racks.
Also, are you for the legalization of marijuana?
I am for the legalization of ribs first and foremost.
Second marriage.
Well, good news, Josh. Yes, I believe they are legal, so we all win.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Wow, Pennsylvania's really coming along with the reforms.
It is, yeah.
Wine delivery, ribs, and now barbecue. Ribs,
that's
medical
great.
Marijuana. We're like moving on up in the world.
All right.
Well, on that note.
Yeah. On that note, we do have some
I don't know how that
food.
Corresponds with
well,
this
we
weekend.
Have some food and drink going on this weekend.
Good.
Always.
Tell us about it.
So Friday, we have the Sustainable Smorgasburg kickoff. So
Berg.
If you are not aware.
Oh, it's like Pittsburgh.
Yes. Yeah, Smorgasburg. I get it. So if you are not aware, there is an organization called Sustainable Pittsburgh that is dedicated to signing up restaurants who are sustainable pretty much and run on a very purely organic, I don't want to say schedule, but you know what I mean. They do, this is not a really great explanation of what they do, but they really work hard to bring you the most organic produce.
And sustainable.
You can.
Like and meats
sustainable.
And
yes. Thank you. I'm not very good at talking about it. But if you go on Friday to 909, they will be able to explain it a little bit better than I would have. And basically, they're going to be at 909 talking about what's going on with the restaurants and obviously providing some delicious samples from the 909 menu that is purely organic. And Wiggle Whiskey will be there sampling some delicious whiskey. And you'll get to, you know, live out that organic lifestyle you always dreamed of, Josh.
And just living that organic life.
I know. So. I thought that was...
I feel like this is going to, like, discredit everything that they're talking about. But I'm like, organic's not always healthy, though, you know? Like, you can still eat organic junk food.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, no, I thought by putting the organic label on it, it magically becomes good for you.
It
becomes more expensive, so it must be, right?
Did you?
Well, I don't know. I've probably eaten organic french fries, but they're still french fries.
I was thinking of my mom thinking that gluten-free is like fat-free, but it's not.
It's not. It's a different thing.
I feel like if I went gluten-free, I'd have a pretty relatively fat-free life, though, because I'd be eating a lot less. Bread,
but they have gluten-free breads and pastas and
yeah, you can
everything.
Pretty much get all your carbs replaced.
Cookies.
I think in gluten-free
you
form.
Can still be fat and be gluten-free.
Yeah,
it's good to
that's
know.
True. Yeah.
Like good to go. Also, we have the gallery crawl downtown.
I'm so excited. I love the gallery crawl.
And I think I mentioned this last week, but talking to a couple people that went, I got even more hyped. The Wiz. The costume exhibit is at the August Wilson Center, so it's probably a really good time to head into there and see it. I've heard the costumes are gorgeous. And I
saw some on social media, and it looked pretty cool.
Ugh, I'm really excited to see it. So you can hop around to 25-plus different galleries downtown. Looks like it's going to be a nice day/evening, so savor those last few weeks of
warm
weather.
Me down.
I know.
Sorry.
I like almost hate fall because it's fall for 3 seconds and it's winter again.
I know.
But fall's so great. Yeah. Well, speaking of fall, also side note for the fam, the fall festival at Triple B Farm starts, and this is no joke. They have everything from a corn maze to a...
Oh, is that the one where there's like they've got like a hole dug in the hillside and the culvert that goes through it?
Squirrel Hill Tunnel? Or they call it the...
Yeah.
It's, like, yeah, it's a slide. It seriously, this place is legit.
Wait, where is a petting Triple B
zoo?
Farm?
It's like a combination...
I thought she got it. We
like
get really
pumpkin
excited.
Patch amusement park kind of thing.
Yeah, I do love petting zoos. Okay. I love petting animals.
All right, I get more excited about that. But anyway.
I'm sorry, I was distracted.
Also, you can pick your own apples.
Sure.
Let's
organic.
Just correct myself right now for the crossover audience that watched me on KDK yesterday when I kept saying pick the apples off the vine. I do know that they come from a tree branch.
Fact
so
check.
I just
thank
want
you.
To
that's good.
Clarify that. It is not. I realize vines are mostly grapes.
Yes.
So maybe I was just thinking of like wine. Anyway.
Wine is on the mind today.
Yeah. Mm. So apple picking you can do, pumpkin picking. I didn't realize, too, that certain apples, this is probably something that's a no-brainer, too, but certain apples peak at a certain time. So right now you can pick the Honey Crisps, which are like
Those are the best apples
ever.
Oh, my God.
Co-signed.
You guys, I could go on and on about apples. Don't ever buy a Red Delicious.
It's true. She can. On and on about apples.
I won't, though. Well, but Honeycrisp are the best.
They're the best. Yeah. And so they're ripe right now, but the season kind of goes forward with a bunch of other apples coming to their peak season. And it's such a fun time out there. They have a nice farmer's market with fresh cider and baked goods. And they're doing that fall fest is $13 for adults. I am blanking on the kid price, but I bet you it's cheaper. I bet it's cheaper. And it's obviously a fun time for the family. So head out there for the next couple weekends.
I like a nice pink lady. You guys like those?
Yeah, it's too mushy.
Really?
Oh, no, I like anything that's pretty much not a Red Delicious. I also feel green apples.
Gala.
I'm a fan. Green apples, I feel like stay
crisp. Let's just talk about apples.
For a long time. No, you know, I read
an hour on apples.
Well, I just did my KDKA segment, and literally the whole table was full with Arsenal cider, Triple B Farms apples, cider, pies from Allegro Hearth Bakery, an apple pie that my husband reported to me last night, said he ate too much because it was so good, because I brought home the whole pie for him. Three different pies from Grandview Bakery, as well as apple danishes, turnovers, cookies. So if you're looking for apple stuff in Pittsburgh,
it's available.
What did you bring today?
I'm sure there's
just
some...
like read off that laundry list of treats and not share
the pie's
something.
Still yeah. at my house.
Go get it.
Now
we'll
feel
pause.
Really disappointed. Wow. Yeah. Well, it's almost practically winter and we have no pie.
Oh, well, you know what? Good luck
no pie.
On finding yourself an apple pie because not like you can go to the places I talked about. Also, if you are into the music scene, we have Thrival Music Festival going on Friday and Saturday. Headliners are the Chainsmokers and also Churches. I don't know. Is it Churches or Traverches?
Traverches.
Traverches.
Yeah. It's like the Latin U.
Oh.
Right? It's a V.
I thought it was Churches because I felt like I heard DJ saying it that way, but maybe I'm totally wrong.
We had a story about Thrival on the newscast this morning in which Virginia Alvino says Churches. So that's what I'm going
okay.
with. That's canonical.
Okay. I thought I saw Thievery Corporation was performing.
Yes.
On Saturday night and Metric. So
that was
lots.
Like an early to mid-aughts favorite of mine.
Throwback.
Well, you can get tickets for either day. They also have some techie stuff talks going on this whole week, and you'll get to get some insight on what's going on tech wise in the Pittsburgh area. Also,
wait, there's tech in the Pittsburgh
area? Oh my
gosh,
Sarah
just thing now?
Screamed.
Sorry, I was excited for this event. And
tech
in the Pittsburgh region.
Yeah. Driverless cars. Who'd have thunk it?
Wow.
Yeah.
The future is here.
So Sarah screamed because brought up, this is the first time Kennywood Park is doing Brews in the Park.
What could go wrong with a bunch of beer and roller coasters?
Yeah.
Nothing.
So when I was first talking to my pal, Nick Paradise, at Kennywood when they were planning this, the first thought was that they weren't going to have any rides open, which...
would be a travesty, sorry.
Would be a bummer. So they are going to have a limited amount of rides open, including the
Not like the spinny ones so much?
Aero 360. Oh, I would not pound beer and go on the Aero 360. That's like...
just like a puke centrifuge.
A Sandlot situation. Yeah. Jackrabbit's going to be open. Skyrocket, Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt, most
importantly. And the merry-go-round.
I enjoy a good merry-go-round ride.
Yeah. So, Brews of the Park going on this weekend. It is obviously including your ticket to those rides, but $29.99.
Actually, sorry, I did some research before. The Facebook event says for a limited time, they were $30, but they're $50 now.
Ooh.
Mm.
Okay. Well,
that's why you got to act fast, right? When you hear about these things.
Guess.
Yeah,
don't
it
sleep.
Is very true. But it'll be a fun time that you can get some brews and ride some rides. Please ride the rides first, I would say, and then get
unless
some
unless you have a strong stomach.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't.
You want to test it.
I just don't know about this. Also, if you've not been to Carnegie, it's a pretty awesome little
I love Carnegie.
Town.
Sure.
Lots of cute shops, including the Flying Squirrel, which is a vintage toy shop / gift shop / they serve Leona's ice cream sandwiches. Also, Bacon is down there. Carnegie Coffee Company. Yeah. So they're going to be doing an open streets, same kind of version as they do downtown, where the street's going to be closed off and they'll be doing a bunch of different things in the streets, including yoga, dance, skateboarding, bicycling, and more. So you can head to Carnegie on Saturday. It goes from 9 to 12. Also on Saturday... I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I get ahead of myself. The Voodoo Brewery is doing an epic food truck rally, which is going to include...
every food truck.
Yeah, like every food truck imaginable. And also I saw in this one Mission Mahi, which I've never heard of. I don't know if it's like a Hawaiian
looks
truck.
Like mahi, Like mahi mahi.
Oh my gosh. I was excited. I thought maybe Hawaiian.
Well, it could be. I mean, isn't it mahi like a
mahi mahi?
It's a Pacific Ocean.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I just feel like you know things.
Well, you can check out the food truck and let me know what kind of food it is. But obviously, Vudu is a really cool place to go to and get some beer and check out all of these 17-plus food trucks. Also, if you are into the beer, which I think everybody is, we have Hoptoberfest 3 at Hop Farm Brewing, which is going on Sunday from 1 to 4:30. And obviously, there's going to be some great beer. There's going to be some hoppiness and happiness.
Penn Brewery is still doing their Oktoberfest this weekend, too. So if you missed it last weekend, you can check it out as well.
Yeah, I had a coworker in from out of town in Miami, and she said that she ended up just going to Penn Brewery randomly, and that Oktoberfest was happening, and she said it was a good time. So.
Yeah. Yeah, has anybody been to the does Hofbräuhaus do a halfway decent Oktoberfest? I'm just kind of Oktoberfest there all year. I realize.
I feel like yeah,
yeah.
Just curious. I've never been.
I don't know. You know, I haven't been to Hofbräuhaus in a really long time.
In a while.
Time.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Since when they used to have shot skis.
Mm. Oh yeah. Mm. I think the food is not great.
Mm.
The environment's fun. You know, party hardy.
The beer's okay.
The beer's okay. I don't know. It's a really great spot on the river.
I was
going
to say, there's been many a time that I have either gone for a jog, if you will, or a bike ride along the river and seen everybody on the patio, and it just looks really nice. And I just want to hang out on that patio a lot.
It's a nice place to hang out, yeah.
Yeah, it is a nice patio. So you can get your beer on. You can get your
food. I'm going to go get a beer on right now.
Get your beer on with your.
You can go smoke a little. Me.
Oh, you can smoke.
Yep.
You can do that too. Crack out your home brewing again and smoke some beers.
That sounds great. That's all I want to do, really.
Yeah. I've had some before. It's delicious. So, Josh, you do that.
Whiskey.
I do. What do I do? Oh, home brewing? Yeah, I used to.
He's like, what do I do now? There's so many projects that you do, Josh.
Wait, why did you stop home brewing?
I didn't make a conscious choice not to stop. I just haven't in a while.
That's like me in reading.
Yeah, like that.
I'm sure any hobby you can pick up at some point.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think so.
So maybe find a new one this weekend while out discovering all the great things going on in the Berg.
Okay.
Jeff. All right. Bye.
See you guys later.
Bye.
This week on Criminal Injustice, when police have to confront people with mental illness, danger and tragedy result far too often.
We would put headsets on, we would hear distressing voices, several different voices, and we got to take those headsets off. Everybody needs this training, and we're the only show in town.
Master Police Officer Patricia Paloka on the Criminal Injustice Podcast. Find it on iTunes and WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.